This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You don't want to associate with that person. You don't want others to know that you are with that person or that you believe. Well, Jesus is simply saying, if you don't have Him inside of you, you will be ashamed. And He is saying that He will be ashamed when He come in glory of His Father with His holy angels. And listen, I like what He says here. In this adulterous and sinful generation. Wow. I want you to think about what you've seen on TV, what you see out there in the world, and how adulterous and sinful it is. And you say you believe in Christ, and you won't tell anyone about Him. Wow. Here's what He's saying. He says, if you are ashamed of Me in this adulterous and sinful generation, He will be ashamed of you. Wow. Now, why are we ashamed of Christ? It's pretty simple. Because whenever we claim the name of Christ and tell others about Christ, we are going to suffer affliction. And man, I tell you, we hate to suffer affliction. I want you to get this and understand it here. The world killed Christ in the body, but obviously He rose again from the grave. And if we follow Christ, what do you think the world's going to do to us? I want you to think about it. The cost of following Christ is not easy. Oh, it's free, but it will cost you everything. Now, here's what the Bible says. I want you to get these scriptures here because we're about to jump into it here. The devil was trying to shut us down here because he wants us to be ashamed of Christ. It's just like people saying, hey, I don't have to say I'm a Christian. I don't have to do this. Yeah, you don't have to say it, but your actions should be evident that you are following Christ. If you are looking like the world, you are ashamed of Christ. Because if you are in Christ, He says that you are the light of the world. And the light cannot be hid. So if you're hid, there's your answer. I didn't say it. So if you're hiding out and still ashamed of Christ and not shining for Him, that's a problem. One thing, you're a coward and you're not courageous. Because whenever you are courageous, that's like the song Confidence, which Facebook shut us down on. You have to have confidence in Christ. And when you have confidence in Christ, no matter what, you are going to proclaim His name because you know what He's done for you. Now, get these scriptures here. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. Listen here. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of Me His prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Wow. What was Paul saying here? He said, don't be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, that He came and died for our sins and on the third day rose from the grave with all power. And Paul said He's His prisoner because He's captive with Him. And then he says, but be partakers of the afflictions of the gospel. Wow, according to the power of God. And that's where our problem comes in. We don't want to take the affliction. Well, I'm telling you, affliction comes whenever you're following Christ. Try this. You try to take a stand for Christ and see what happens. It was just like, you know, how we went back and, you know, celebrating this.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.